Yeah, we're going to start off with some rugby this hour. And after being knocked out of the Investec Champions Cup, the South African teams have been drawn in the Challenge Cup knockout. So the Hollywoodbet Sharks will play against French side Lyon. The Blue Bulls have been drawn with also a French side, Bayonne, while the Lions will play against Edinburgh. And those fixtures will take place on the 4th of April. And then action from the Premier League. Chelsea back to winning ways after a run of five games without a win. That's after beating Wolves 3-1 at the Bridge. Marco Correa, Noni Madueke and Tosin on the score sheet for the Blues. Here are the thoughts of boss Enzo Maresca, who says it's a very important result.
In the last five games we didn't win, but I said many times I think the performance was there. We created many chances, we didn't score, and tonight we finally scored three goals.
Yeah, so for Wolves, Matt Doherty scored, which leaves them in the relegation zone, only out of it on goal difference. Cricket news, Paul Royals moved to the top of the standings following a 6-wicket victory over the Joburg Super Kings at Borland Park. Massive shock at the Australian Open this morning. Coco Gauff, she is out, knocked out by Paula Badosa, 7-5, 6-4. Iga Świątek into the quarterfinals after winning her match yesterday against Daria Kasatkina, and Emma Navarro will set to face Paula Badosa in those semi-finals. We do have some action on the go this morning in terms of the Australian Open. It is the first men's quarterfinal, Alex Zverev against Tommy Paul, and it is the German Zverev who is two sets up into the third set. And every time we do the sports, Tommy Paul has just broken, but then an hour later he loses that set. So it is the third set, a third game. It is Tommy Paul with a break up in that one. Don't forget, later on this morning we have Carlos Alcaraz against Djokovic happening on Rod Laver. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.